Well, it is Erev Rosh Chodesh. If it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, you know what that means? It means that our good friend Nadir Belor has plans for tomorrow, because many of you know that Nadir and a whole bunch of other people that he would give credit to, and he likely will give credit to in a moment, are responsible for enhancing many, many people's Rosh Chodesh. Every single month, whenever they're able to, they couldn't do it for ER, obviously, with Sphera, but whenever they're able to do it, they do it. Rosh Chodesh Sivan tomorrow. The theme is Biyachad. Mordechai Shapiro is going to be at the 5 a.m. Shacharis and will be saying Hallel with a band at about 5:45. Full orchestra, musical Hallel, and it's all happening at the Tesla building on Van Brunt Street in Brooklyn, New York. I looked at the map. It's really close to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It's like right on the western border of Brooklyn. So it's really easy to get to, frankly. Anyway, the Tesla building located at 160 Van Brunt Street in Brooklyn. There'll be breakfast. There'll be an open bar. There'll be cigar rollers. It's hosted by David Brescher, Nadir Belor, and Natanel Malkukian. Both Nadir and Natanel are with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you both to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachman.
Well. Nadir, it must be nice to get back on track here after no big celebration of Rosh Chodesh ER. It must be very exciting getting set for tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, very exciting, and this is a special. Every month is special, but this one, as we prepare, you starting on Rosh Chodesh to receiving the Torah, it's an extra excitement. And we know the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he elaborates that the unity that we so desperately need is a prerequisite for succeeding in Torah study and receiving the Torah and sharing the Torah and living the Torah. So the theme, of course, this month is unity. And I think we capture it quite well in the fact that, you know, tomorrow we're going to have about 300 to 400 people. And as always, it's going to be a complete mix of people. We're going to have people with shermos. We're going to have people who are with shorts, people with tattoos, people who put on tefillin, who've never put on tefillin before. And really, to stand next to another Jew and just say, I'm here with you standing to pray because you're a Jew, it's a very, 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 very powerful.
Well, if there's a holiday that talks about Am Echad and Lev Echad and being Biyachad, it's certainly the holiday of Shavuot, which is coming up. Natanel, how do you feel about co-hosting this event with David and Nadir?
It's been something I was looking forward to for some time. You know, when I initially joined Nadir's Rosh Chodesh event, I think nearly a year ago, I always knew that I wanted to be part of something like this. And to finally be hosting alongside a role model and alongside David, a good partner of mine, to bring the community together. Like you said, you know, people from different lifestyles, different demographics, coming together as one unit strong, that's something that I look very forward to and I'm excited.
Amazing. And interesting location. I mean, it's a pretty prominent location, frankly, at the Tesla building, and I'm so glad to hear that you're already expecting 300 to 400 people. It's pretty amazing because, Nadir, you know how you and I joke around. When sunrise is at 7 a.m., we don't look at you with the same admiration as when sunrise is when it is now. I mean, these days, being one who's committed to davening Vatikin, it is not exactly easy, right?
If you love it, it's easy, and the admiration doesn't go to me. It goes to everyone who's going to be showing up. For me, it's a no-brainer. But for all those who sleep is precious to them and they're not used to it, they're going to get a tremendous amount of credit that I won't get.
Maybe Natanel will cooperate with my routine. Natanel, do you like it better when sunrise is a little later or not?
To an extent. I think tomorrow with that specific location, we want to emphasize on the experience of the sunrise, and we did it on the rooftop. I think it's going to be spectacular. overlooking the skyline. We're going to see it on the dark side, and then we're going to see with the sunrise together. And I think that's one of the reasons why we picked that location. And doing it in Nets, it's tough. It really is. But we're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah,
we got to do it right.
And well, that,
tomorrow, it's and that's what we're going to do together.
That's exciting. Yeah. And frankly, I don't know if you've looked at the weather forecast, although I have a feeling you probably did. We are expecting a pretty good-looking Friday morning. So that's an added bonus.
Constantly looking at it, making sure everything is good.
for those who missed it, Natanael just confirmed they are constantly looking at the weather forecast, which I get.
Yep.
But it does look spectacular, thank God. All right, Natanael Malkukian and Nader Ballora with us. Everyone's invited. By the way, I mean, Nader, is there a capacity? You said 300-400. Like, is this thing sold out already, or people should just come down?
Yeah, so that's the question that everybody asks us. You know, I get random texts because obviously I'm the administrator on the chat. And, you know, many times people say, well, what's the fee? Where, you know, how many people can I bring a friend? And, you know, I really take pride on the partners and the creators of the club that, you know, we never, Baruch Hashem, we never charge anyone. And we want everyone to feel the same, that they can come. There's no money involved. There's no agenda. There's no structure. The only structure is that we're there to serve Hashem and in unity. And we're blessed to have you know, friends who always sponsor it, and they look at it as a privilege.
Yeah, and
so I don't know about numbers, but we'll see.
No, but in all seriousness, if 500 people show up, you will not be in panic mode.
I won't be in a panic mode. I don't know what I always
might
be feeling.
Natanael, are we cool if we reach numbers like that?
We will figure it out. That's all we can say.
there might be a standing room only auxiliary service. Who knows? By the way, you chose well. I mean, I know you know this, but you chose well because Mordechai Shapiro is one of those artists that everybody feels that they are able to relate to them. You know, like you said earlier, you know, you could be a Hasidish Jew, you could be somebody who's, you know, not ritually that observant and anywhere in between. And there's a lot about Mordechai Shapiro that everybody on that scale, on that spectrum really loves. So I'm sure there's a lot of thought that went into this about getting the right person for tomorrow morning. And I'm, you know, knowing how the Jewish music world works, I'm sure he's thrilled that he has to get up early. In fact, who knows if he'll even go to sleep. He may have a wedding tonight. But Nader, am I right that a lot of thought went into this and you chose really well for in terms of the artists who will be leading Hallel tomorrow?
Yeah, we've wanted, it's the first time he's going to be performing for us. We've wanted him for a very long time, but for different reasons, it never worked out. But yeah, the energy, I think, on the whole rooftop, and we're looking for a much younger, you know, guys, you know, 20 to 30-year-olds rather than it's always been 20 to 60-year-olds. So I think they relate to him a lot more. I think he's going to bring in a lot of people just because he's doing it. So, yeah, I think the channel made the decision, and the perfect decision.
And you made it clear, as you have in the past, that breakfast will be served in honor of Rosh Chodesh. There'll be an open bar, and there'll be cigar rollers. Now, I got to ask you, Nader, I know that, you know, the bar and breakfast, certainly, especially since so many people are used to that on a Shabbat morning, it's not such a foreign concept. Is it too early in the morning for a cigar or not? I need to know that.
Yeah, I have to defer to Natanael for that.
Natanael, is it too early in the morning for a cigar or not?
I would take that. I would take that. I would say it was great clickbait for people to come in. And the good thing is we are going to be over capacity. We are expecting 400 to 500 people. Wow. And we're going to make it work. And I think the dancing part and all of us coming together is going to exceed. It's going to exceed the cigar rolling aspect of things, and that's the most important thing, bringing people together. But it is gonna be fun. I'm sure people are gonna take cigars, take it home, and that's what we're looking forward to, is bringing everyone together and continuing this consistently every month and growing it more and more. And we're excited. We're very, very excited.
Is there always a highlight to Hallel? Halil has so many songs, so many nuschot, so many messages, so much pleading and thanking of the one above. Is there ever one part of Halil each month that you guys look forward to?
For me, it's Kiani Abdechol. Kiani Abdechol. We get to repeat it. You know, some communities, some rabbis don't allow Halo to be repeated, the words.
Right, because
my rabbi allowed it. We always get the Chazan to repeat Kiani Abdechol over and over and over, just to remind ourselves that this month, as we go through the month, as we started, we're all slaves to Hashem, not to take ourselves seriously, but to just keep focusing on making Hashem great and making ourselves ungreat.
Unbelievable. Natanael, if I told you a year ago you'd be this much into it, what would you have said?
I would never believe it at all.
Pretty amazing.
And now I'm glad that I am. Because not only, you know, we're coming for prayers and everything else, it's just the friendship that we've all built. Like, none of us know each other in the beginning, and now that we all know each other and we all hug each other when we see one another, that's really the appreciation that I've gotten all of this. Of course, we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really the friendship that we've established over time. And I know I can rely on everyone else. Another became a tremendous role model to me. Whenever I need advice, I call him, but I also call other people that join these events. And that's, I think, that's really the goal of all of this, is just, again, bringing everyone together. And, you know, for the younger generation and the younger demographic, you know, we're here for all of you, right? We're not just coming here to have fun. We're here to establish relationships and friendship. And it's making all this fun. And I think younger people are saying that. And I saw that up until last year. You know, it's before that, of course, I was doing everything else I had to as part of a Jew. But now I'm enjoying it more than ever.
Wow.
And that's the beauty of all of this.
What a message.
That's what I love.
What a message. Halavai that everybody, all Jews around the world, would enjoy Hallel and enjoy Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Pretty incredible. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, our good friend Adar Belor, Natanael Malkuki and David Brescher, they are the ones who are chairing tomorrow's event. They are expecting close to 500 people or more in an event that they're calling Biyachad. And the cool thing about it, it's starting at 5 a.m. with Shacharis, and they'll start Halil with the full orchestra before 6 o'clock, which is pretty amazing. If you want to see musicians, again, I make fun of my colleagues. If you want to see musicians, be somewhere at 5 in the morning. Make sure to be at the Tesla building on Van Brunt Street in Brooklyn, New York, right near the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, tomorrow morning beginning at 5 with Shacharis, breakfast, open bar, etc., all in celebration of Rosh Chodesh. I thank both of you. Natanael, good luck tomorrow, and good luck in your new role as one of the hosts of the event tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And Nader, what can I tell
now,
you?
Now, the most important question, I have one last question. Sure. Are you joining us? That's the most important thing.
Well, as I told Nader, Fridays are a challenge for me, although I must say it's pretty amazing how close it is to where I live. But all right, what can I tell you? Tomorrow's a challenge, but hopefully in the future. Nader, you continue to inspire us. I bet you hear from more and more and more people who are taking on the commitment to start Shmona Esrei with sunrise every morning. Am I right that you're hearing from more and more in those from people who are now in that category?
Baruch Hashem, yes, I'm blessed hearing it. And, you know, the word Netz didn't have any meaning 10 years ago. When I started it 18 years ago, no one even knew what it was. I'm talking about even the ultra-Orthodox people. But now you go to so many different communities and people are starting. You heard from our dear friend Joe Rosada. He single-handedly started one two, 3 years ago, and he has 12 people, 13 people only, unfortunately, but it's going to grow. But you hear it, you hear people, you talk about it, people call me and say, you know, we got so inspired and we started doing it, and we just can't leave it anymore. We feel like our day is lost if we don't start at next.
Yeah, I hear it. What can I tell you?
This you ever saw... if you ever saw Nader's car and you see his license plate is written Nets. N-E-T-Z.
That's what it is. A New Jersey license plate, N-E-T-Z?
Yeah, that's my valuable asset in life. Well, my wife bought it for me as a birthday present 4 years ago. The best gift I've ever gotten.
All right. Now I'll know if I see you on the road or not. There won't be any question about it, that's for sure. A lot of interesting things about Nader's car. For those of you who don't know about some of the things that have happened in his car, maybe we'll get into that one of these days, especially with the... Oh, wasn't that Shavuot? It was Shavuot, right? The story of the car.
Yeah.
So you're coming up Tuesday's the anniversary of that story, for those who know it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nader, kol hakavod, Rosh Chodesh Sameach. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Rosh Chodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
A big thank you to Nader Balor and Natanel Malkuki. And those of you who are going to be there tomorrow morning with Mordechai Shapiro, they're the ones who put it all together. And it is amazing to watch what has been happening with this Rosh Chodesh group. And even maybe more importantly, this Nate's group. Are so many people, I'm trying to think back to my day, as they say. Nate's was not a big thing at all to go ahead and make sure to start Shmona Esrei with sunrise, especially now. Sunrise is like 5:25 in the morning in that area. Not easy to do. It's one thing when sunrise is 7 o'clock. Anyway, kol hakavod to everybody. Yeah, I know. Shul used to make us lose listeners in the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. Now we're losing listeners in the 6 o'clock hour with those who are davening Nates. Anyway, more coming up. You're listening to America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.